in the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Though I tell you, in the world we live in today, there's so much division. And it can't be unified because it's perverse. We have to be unified in the truth, in the true gospel. Some people are going to say, well, how do you know the difference? Well, that's the thing. You don't. Every man has to go according to what God gives him. You can't just up and decide. I do up and decide. But it's based on whatever is in me to choose. I would like to be free. But freedom implies an ability to choose equally between things. So much we are not able to choose equally. As if they were equal. Because in our mind, so many things weigh heavily. I know we can find specific examples where they don't, but ultimately, nothing's equal. I mean, as far as those, you know, like, to believe in this doctrine or that doctrine, at different times things change, but they're never equal in our minds. I mean, we could be stuck between two things. But that's more of an illusion, I suppose. Verse 13. Watch ye and stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. I mean, it's literally andriomai. Act manly. Be strong. Empower. Increase in vigor. It means to get stronger. How do you get stronger? Work out, right? Physically? How about spiritually? You work out spiritually. Engross yourself in the Word. Follow after prayer. Seek after righteousness. Awake to righteousness. Sin not. Every time we avoid sin, we grow stronger. Even when we fail, there can be an imperceptible increase in strength. Like when I was teaching my kids to do pull-ups, they couldn't do pull-ups. I would just be like, just try and fail. Just strain and not be able to lift yourself. Because that also will make you stronger. Because each time you get a millimeter close to actually doing it. So just the strain. I mean, if you just yield yourself to it completely and drop off, you won't get any stronger. If you don't even try, but even a little try gets you a little stronger. Right? But ultimately, again, I'm not a big pull you up by your own bootstraps kind of guy. I am more of a, while it is honorable to strain like that, and I think God has ordained that we should strain like that, ultimately, there's a breakthrough, and that's of God. You know, the strain is there for our benefit. But the breakthrough, sometimes the breakthrough comes when we're at our most destitute and unable, after trying so much, and when we're ready to give up. Spiritual things don't work just like the body. You know, it's just every analogy has its limits. Let all your things be done with charity, with love. With that love, which is in the benevolent sense, love in the sense of, wanting what is best, with thinking charitably towards other people. I beseech you, brethren, know. You know the house of Stephanas, that is, it is the first fruits of Achaia, and they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Wow, addict yourself to the ministry of the saints. I like that. I'm addicted to the ministry of the saints, meaning to ministering to the saints. I like that. I think that's the only place addicted. Really means like they've assigned themselves. They have arranged, addicted. I like the word addicted, though today that word addiction has taken on a totally new meaning. I'm sure in King James time they didn't talk about, oh, he's got a real mead addiction. You know, it was not the way they used the word. But it still means the same thing. You know, to be totally given over to something. He says, so that you submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I mean, people like that, submit to them. People who are really given to the ministry of the saints. I mean, they serve the saints. They have dedicated the whole house. They were the first fruits of Achaia, Stephanus. They gave themselves to the ministry. You know what I mean? Of not just Paul. When he says saints, he doesn't mean St. Paul, St. Peter. No, he means, when it talks about the ministry, the serving the saints, it means the little people. Because you understand, Christianity, the saints aren't these exalted people. The saints are the smallest people in your church. They are the least among you, are saints. Because we're all saints in Christ. The Catholic idea of saints is just nonsense. They've made it an exclusive club to which you'll never belong. You'll never be a saint. Saints got to be elected by the Pope. When the Pope and all his bishops are not even saints. A saint is a holy one. Holy means he is set aside. They have a special purpose. It hearkens to election. It's the selection of God. For a special purpose, they are set aside. They are something special. Not that they're special in and of themselves, except that they're special because God has chosen them to become something special. As far as from my perspective, I don't know about from God's perspective how he sees things, but from our perspective, the choice is somewhat arbitrary. Because he chooses wise and fools. He chooses the strong and the weak. And mostly he chooses from the weak. Mostly he chooses people that you don't think he would choose. Meaning, they don't merit it. You know? And that none of us, even the wise among us, don't merit it. But he chooses us in spite of many things about us. So, because we appear much like the wicked, you know, except that in the character, in our essential character, we become changed by when all is said and done. And that change occurs by the power of God, by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, by the power of the resurrection. It's a real power. I'm so thankful to be partaker of it, at least to the small degree that I have. I'm glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus.